It's Jennifer's 3-year-old birthday party. Her mom and dad throw a birthday party like no other. All the guests are in the know. Adults and kids, all ages. They all gather to wish Jennifer a very happy 3rd birthday. If you spied on it, you would think it was a normal 3rd birthday party. But no, this is no normal party. This is a 3-year-old toddler birthday bang. Every adult and child in this room is going to get fucked or going to be doing the fucking. The Andersons always have the best parties. Little Jennifer doesn't know what's ahead of her. This is her first one. She's turned 3. Her older sister knows. Her older sister's had this party before. Long before Jennifer was born. They always start with Daddy's favorite game. They have lots of them. But this one involves that the moms and the little girls all be removed to the other room. They learn a totally different game. Teaching the young ones just how to suck cock. All the older women teaching the younger girls so that they grow up to be very good little cocksuckers. This one is especially for Jennifer. The only other girl in the room is her mom. Jennifer's been being trained, but she doesn't know what this party is about. Jennifer's been being fucked since she was a young baby. Used by her daddy and her mom. She's a good little sex toy. And she's going to love this party. They bring her cute little newly 3-year-old body up to the stool in the middle of the room. There's a bunch of step stools around the circle, varying heights. Looks like they've been picked out. All the boys and the men are in the room. They all know exactly what's going to happen. Only little Jennifer is blissfully ignorant. Her daddy is standing at the head of the room. And he smiles down to his beautiful little girl. And he says, Jennifer, it's time for your best birthday game ever. And she smiles up at him and says, what is it, Daddy? The game is Daddy's cream. Her eyes light up and a smile crosses her face. And he holds out a little blindfold. And she looks a little confused. Behind her is a bar stool that she will fit easily on, that spins. Her daddy kneels down and gets close to her ear. And he whispers, okay, Jennifer, we're going to strip you down and put you on your stomach on that nice little bar stool. All the boys and the men are going to be surrounding you. We're going to spin you so that you don't know where any of us are. And you're going to suck the cock you land on. Suck and swallow it down like a good little girl, Jennifer. And then, when you find Daddy's cock, that's when you win the game. Okay, little girl? She nods, her head so sweetly. A smile upon her cute little lips. The lips that are about to be wrapped around several cocks in the room. You can see that the boys and the men standing behind her are already getting hard. As she slips out of her cute little party dress. Showing that she wasn't wearing any panties. She wasn't wearing anything under that dress. Almost as if she knew. Her dad lifts her up and puts her stomach down on the bar stool. Fastens the strap around her back, almost as if he's done it 1,000 times. He hasn't. But he's done it a few times before. His other daughter in the room, helping other women learn how to suck a dick, has been strapped into the stool before. Now it's Jennifer's turn. And he is rock hard, waiting for this moment. He wraps the blindfold around her eyes, kisses her cute little cheek, and he whispers, "Make Daddy proud, Jennifer." She giggles and holds on to the legs of the barstool. As she sits there, naked as the day she was born, strapped down to a stool, all the men and boys grab their stools and remove their pants. All of them standing in a circle around Jennifer. There are several adults in the circle, and several boys, age ranges of 4 to 8, so the stools are of varying heights, so that all the cocks will be right at Jennifer's mouth. Some of the men have to squat down a little bit, others stand up tall, but all of them are rock hard. Jennifer's mother is standing at the bar with a set of 6-sided dice. She says, "For those of you who are new, these are the rules of Daddy's Cream. I will roll a 6-sided dice, and you spin the toddler. Spin her around as many times as the dice lands on. Then, the man or boy's cock that she lands on, she needs to suck. Once she finds her daddy's cock, then she yells out that she found him, and the game ends. If you don't get sucked here, I promise there are plenty of other women in the other room willing to suck you off. In fact, most of the little girls in the other room are learning right now. So, shall we start, gentlemen?" Everyone nods in agreement, looking excited, ready for the show. 4-year-old little Craig is already pulling at his tiny penis. He's just staring at little naked Jennifer's body. Of course, her little cunny is facing him at the moment, so you can see why he's getting hard. All the other men just slowly stroke, knowing they need to stay hard. The little boys making sure they don't pull too hard. They know the punishment for coming before it's their turn. They have to step out of the circle. Mom rolls the dice. She smiles and says, 4. They spin Jennifer 4 times, her cute little face blindfolded, and she lands in front of Wes. Wes is her neighbor who just turned 18. His cock is a nice size. He places it gently on her lips as he was told to do, and the game begins. It's not Daddy's cock, but I like it. Big for my mouth. That is not Daddy's Cream either. Spin me again. Thank you, Mommy. Mom rolls the dice again, and she spun again. This time, it's little Steve. Steve is 7. He's been at these parties before, when he was much younger, He can't wait to partake. This one isn't my daddy's. Mm-mm. It's way too small. But I like how smooth it is in my mouth. If you go the same speed, it works better. That's it. Just like that. Use my tiny little mouth that your cock fits so perfectly in. That wasn't Daddy, but I already said that. Okay, Mommy. There we go. It's a little too hard. Why don't you grab my hair and you... You're not Daddy. No, way too rough. Spin me again, Mommy. On it went. Around and round little Jennifer went. Sucking cock after cock. Adult dicks being pounded into her tiny little mouth. Other children's dicks being pounded into her mouth. Every one she would pop off and say, "That's not Daddy." Like a cute little 3-year-old. And they'd been purposefully passing by Daddy. Just because they wanted to see her. Mounted on all of these gorgeous dicks. Mom was standing behind the bar rubbing her pussy watching this whole time. The whole thing just really sets her off. It was then that the game changed. Just a little bit. Nope. That's not Daddy either. When is it gonna be Daddy? My belly's getting full. Okay, Mommy. Spin me again. This time, when she was spun around, the little girl landed on a young man's cock. He couldn't be more than 7. Straight as an arrow, right at her mouth. But the man behind her, Dan, got a little impatient. He hadn't had a turn yet, and his cock was just dripping with free cum. He couldn't take it anymore. As little 6 to 7-year-old Brad slid his cock into Jennifer's mouth, on the other end, Dan pushed his cock head right at her tiny little cunny. She was trapped. Stuck between a man and a boy, a cock in either end. Her mom gasped a little. Her dad looked over at her mom, looking like, "Should we stop this?" And Jennifer started moaning around the cock. And they both smiled. This time, and every time after this when she got spun, She was going to be a little spit-roasted whore. Good little three-year-old with a cock in each end. That wasn't Danny. That's not Danny inside my cunt either. That's it, mister. Oh, gosh. She felt him come. He only had maybe an inch or so inside her tight little cunt. But he spurted his cream just the same. And from then on, she was spun around like a top, used on both ends, happily and gladly by the roomful of men. People would step down and step away, and other ones would step up to take their place. Used little toddler. This is what a birthday toddler bang was all about. Little, cute little Jennifer. Her three-year-old body being used by cock after cock after cock. Mister in the back. Who I know is not my daddy, because you're way too big. If you can't fit it in my cunny, you can put it in my butt. Daddy does that sometimes, too. Do I have to swallow again, Mommy? My tummy's getting so full. Jeez, mister, you're so big. Ow. Oh, he's so big in my butt. Neither one of you are my daddy. Oh, please finish. Oh, God. Thank you, mister. Thank you. Mommy, spin me again. As she spins again, Jennifer is so full of cum you can almost hear her belly slosh. Spinning around on the stool, still blindfolded, her cute little mouth looking so tired. Cum dripping from both of her holes now, spilling onto the floor as she spins, drip by drip. She lands in front of her daddy, unbeknownst to her, and who steps up behind her. It's little four-year-old Brett. Unbeknownst to everyone else, this is Brett's first time sticking his dick inside a pussy. His father across the circle is just smiling at him and nodding. It's such a proud moment for a dad. Jennifer wraps her hand around her daddy's cock and a smile crosses her face. She licks the tip. And giggles. Right as 4-year-old little Brett penetrates her cunny. Such a small cock that she hardly even feels it. She plunges her mouth down onto her daddy's cock, happily to finally have it in her mouth. It's the perfect cock. Yes, this is the one I've been waiting for. The whole room watches as Jennifer's dad fucks her cute little face and 4-year-old little Brett pounds her tiny little pussy. I bet she can hardly feel it as stretched out as she's been by all the adult cocks that have fucked her. But Brett doesn't mind. It's wet and warm and wrapped around his little dick. He pounds away, his cute little ass thrusting into her cunny. Doesn't take long for Brett to come, and he takes a step back, panting a bit and his cock dripping with juices, all kinds of juices, as Jennifer keeps sucking her dad's cock. That's my daddy. Daddy, I know your taste anywhere. Jennifer proudly exclaims as they take the blindfold off of her. The dripping cocks of many men and children all standing around her, some still hard, but they know the party's far from over. Jennifer's belly sloshes as she's taken from the barstool and stood up, and she smiles at all the men. There isn't a cock in the room that doesn't want to plunge into that 3-year-old little body. Hell, Jennifer's mom herself would love to ride that cute little face. But the night is young, and it's time to move on to the next game. Jennifer smiles and looks up at her daddy, his cock starting to soften from her administrations of her cute little mouth. But she's used to his cock. She looks around the room. Eventually, her little eyes settle on her mom.
Mommy, would you like to come join me?
Her mom smiles and nods and slips out of her dress. Her milfy, curvy body walking across the room. Some of the cocks get hard all over again. She smiles as she lays down on the floor, putting her toddler right on her tummy. Okay, boys, come on. Bring them all around. Show my girl exactly what a room full of cocks looks like. All the men step up. Men in their 30s. Some in their 40s. Other ones that are just teenagers. Just barely adults. And then there's the young boys. The 4-year-olds tugging at their dick like it's a brand new toy. The 7-year-olds expertly twisting their hand around their tiny little cocks, all standing around the mother and daughter. She lifts up her daughter and lowers her down onto her face, starting to lick and suck her cute little cunny clean. Just going to town, you can hear her moans as she sucks the cum out of her daughter's 3-year-old little pussy. One of the 7-year-olds boldly steps up and pushes apart her mother's legs. his hands finding her pussy. It's already wet. She's been playing with it behind the bar, watching her daughter be a little slut for her birthday. You see his six-year-old fingers start to explore. Just the sight of a grown woman laying on the floor, her legs spread as a six-year-old boy explores her pussy, sucking on her three-year-old daughter's cunt, is enough to make some of the men blow their load. It splashes over both of them, but they don't seem to mind. Jennifer's little moans fill the room as her mom sucks all the cum out of her cute little cunt. Looks like she's used to this. She's done this before. The little boy can wait no longer. This pussy is calling to him. He didn't get his dick sucked or get to fuck cute little Jennifer. So he kneels between the mom's legs. And he pushes his dick inside her. She lifts Jennifer off of her and smiles down at him. Keep going, boy. That's it. Oh, fuck me. Both of them splashed with cum as she holds her daughter up in the air and says, who's next, boys? I'm sure she's got a hole that would like to be filled. A few men step forward and she shakes her head at the one in front of her and goes, no more, my belly's full. So the other one climbs behind her and picks her up off the ground, holding her over her mother like a cute little three-year-old fleshlight. His adult dick rubbing up and down her tight little cunny. She moans and writhes in his arms.
Please, please, mister. Oh, please, I want to ride you.
He smiles as he pushes in so slowly. All the cocks in the room start to throb, watching her tiny, puffy little pussy lips wrap around that adult-sized cock. It's not the biggest one in the room, but it sure isn't the smallest either. The little boy is pounding away at her mother, loving the warm feeling of an adult pussy wrapped around his dick. She smiles down at her mom.
Oh, Mommy, he can fit halfway inside. Oh, all this feels so good. This is the best birthday party ever. Oh, oh.
Her little cunt lips stretch around his cock as he uses her. It doesn't take more than 10, 12 thrusts, maybe. And he knows his balls are starting to tighten up. The idea of filling her cute little pussy with his cum is enough to push him right over the edge. He comes inside of Jennifer, spilling out and splashing onto her mother, right beneath her. She reaches her arms out as the little boy continues to fuck her pussy and grabs her baby girl, sitting her down on her face and slurping the cum out of her tight little cunny.
Mommy. Oh, it almost feels as good as when I get pounded by cock.
The sight of her cute little fucking cunt and body writhing on her mother's face while she's being fucked on the other end by a six-year-old boy. He comes deep inside her MILF pussy and her toddler daughter climbs off of her face. The mom looks up and says, we have a position that is fondly used at family reunions. So, I'll get on all fours. Jennifer, baby, you hop on my back. That way, anyone who would like to come up and fuck either one of us, or go back and forth, can. You can use all of our holes. Well, except Jennifer's tired little mouth. You'd like a break, wouldn't you, honey?
Mm-hmm. Mommy, my mouth is really tired and my belly's very full of cum.
She smiles at her daughter. I know, baby. Happy birthday. The party proceeds. Men stroking off. Both of them being fucked. seeing their cute neighbor Wes, all hard again, come up behind them both, right as she's sucking on Steve's 7-year-old little dick. He walks up behind them and takes his not so small cock and plunges it into the mother. She's already been coming several times, but it still feels nice and tight and wet. He starts pounding her as his thumb goes down to Jennifer's tiny little clit and starts rubbing it in anticipation for fucking the 3-year-old right after her mom. She lays back on her mom's back. Her legs spread, her cute little nipples hard.
Oh, it feels good, Wes. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Rub my little clitty. Yeah. Oh.
She's moaning. Her pussy is dripping cum. Looks like it's a little red from all the use. She doesn't seem to be wanting to stop. Other women start filtering into the room with the girls and turns into a complete fuck fest. Girls and boys and men and women all fucking each other. Wes's 18-year-old cock, dripping with cunt juices and gum, slides out of Jennifer's mother. He pushes it, just the head, against Jennifer's puffy little pink pussy lips. His hips moving forward, thrusting with his pulsing, throbbing cock. The head pops inside of her tight little hole. And she lets out a small moan. Her mom reaches down and starts to play with Wes's balls a little bit from underneath her cunt as she still sucks Steve off, his little 7-year-old cock plunging in and out of her mouth. The whole room seems to fade away as his 18-year-old cock pushes past those puffy lips. The feeling is intense. Being wrapped around by a 3-year-old pussy. It's so tight. It's been used so many times and still it's so tight. It's like a vice grip on his cock. Oh, he pushes it in deeper.
Oh, you can go a little more, Wes. Just a little more, though.
He pushes it in an inch more and feels something hard against the end of his cock. Believing that he's bottomed out, he stops.
Oh, please. Please move it in and out. I feel so good to be so full.
She smiles up at him, her cute little body wrapped around his dick. She's so small, and yet she seems to love it so much. Wes starts to fuck Jennifer's little body. Right as Steve comes in her mother's mouth. Now her mom is just furniture. Just there for her daughter to be fucked on as Wes pounds his cock in and out of her tight little 3-year-old cunt. Ah, the sight is to behold. Some people stop just to watch it. He puts his hands around Jennifer's waist and uses her. He uses her little body almost like he's jerking off with it.
Wes. Oh, I feel so good. Please, don't stop. Don't stop fucking my cunny.
Such filthy words coming out of such a small little mouth. It's almost enough to make him explode. Jennifer's mom's fingers dexterously playing with his balls as he pounds his dick into her little girl. She seems really happy about this. Her cunt is just dripping with cum and pussy juices as he fucks the tight little cunny on her back. Jennifer's squirming around. And she seems to be really enjoying Wes's cock. Other people come around and just start watching, idly stroking as he fucks her.
Oh, yeah.
People are sure. They're sure this time. They may have thought before that they might have seen her come, but this time, they know for sure. Jennifer's having an orgasm. 3-year-old is having an orgasm on an 18-year-old cock. Oh, she's stretched out across her mother, holding onto her shoulders with her tiny little hands. As she's fucked. As she's pounded by Wes's 18-year-old dick. Her little puffy cunt lips stretched around it, gripping it as it pulls it deeper inside her. And she moans and puts her legs in the air.
Yes, yes.
The orgasm is too much. Wes can't stop himself. 2 more thrusts and he empties out inside Jennifer's tight little pussy. Jennifer's mom collapses to the floor, panting. And Jennifer rolls off of her mother's back. Such a sight to behold. Cum dripping down Jennifer's legs. Her mom stands up and takes her hand and says, "Okay, people. It's time for cake. So, while we get a little cleaned up, how about you guys all go out and..." She winks at her husband. "Do exactly what you know you need to do." He laughs and says, "Come on, boys. You girls can watch." As they all head out into the kitchen. Jennifer's picked up by her mother and taken into the bathroom and washed clean. They hear the sounds from the kitchen. It sounds like a lot of men jerking off their cocks.
"Mommy, what are they doing?"
"No, baby, they're just getting your cake ready. Don't you want cake?"
"I don't know, Mommy. My belly's awfully full. Maybe I'll see."
She smiles and finishes cleaning off Jennifer's cute little cunny. And then cleans off her own, wiping the cum from both of their bodies, from all the impatient men who couldn't wait for a hole. They both were come on several times, used several times. Mom lost count of how many times they were both fucked. But Wes definitely took the cake, so to speak. With that ending, they were both thoroughly satisfied. They slid back into their dresses and walked back out into the kitchen. 5 men and a few boys are standing around the cake, jerking their cocks. All looking at women over their shoulders or across the room. Playing with their tits or fingering their cunts. Just to help get them off. All the guys, one by one, send their seeds spraying across the cake. A cute little happy birthday, Jennifer, written across it. 3 candles standing at the top. Oh, and all the white cum splashed across that white icing. It looks so pretty. 1 after 1, they come on the cake. Splashing their cum and jizz all over it. At different points, women and children step forward to lick their cocks clean. 1 little boy goes straight from jizzing on the cake to fucking a little girl right in the corner of the kitchen. This is what birthday parties are all about, aren't they? All the sex between women and men and children. It just turns into a great fucking time. The cake is nicely decorated, and all the men step back. Jennifer's mom steps forward and lights the candles. "Come on, baby. Come blow your candles out. This is your birthday." She smiles and waddles forward, her belly noticeably bigger, and she blows out the candles. "Would you like a piece of cake, Jennifer?"
"Mommy, I'm way too full. Oh, my belly's even bigger than it was this morning after breakfast. I don't think I can fit any cake in it anymore."
She smiles. "We'll save you a piece, pumpkin." She starts cutting out pieces for everyone who would like a piece of cake. Cum dripping off the edges, melting into the icing. Everyone has a great time. Eating their cake and turning it back into a nice little orgy. And last long into the night. It was the best third birthday party anyone had ever been to.